You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hello, happy house of hearty hunks and honeys. This is Good Job Brain, your weekly quiz show and offbeat trivia podcast. Today's show is episode 150. I'm your humble host, Karen, and we are your blimp full of blithering blinkards, blitzing blinces.
I'm Colin.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Chris.
See, that's the negative. Karen wrote that
there we
one.
Go.
Yeah. Yeah. Blinkered means a person with bad eyes.
So doesn't it also mean drunk? Can't it also mean blinkered?
Drunk. Really?
Yeah, I thought it could.
Or fine.
Someone who just has weak vision. Yeah. Right. Could be because of alcohol.
150th episode, spectacular.
Yeah.
I wish we had thought to celebrate it.
I know, but Road to 200 is still a long time.
On the road
it's
to 200.
It's like almost a year away.
It is. Well, we got to start planning now.
Get back to us later.
Yeah. And of course, every fifth episode of Good Job Brain is we don't have a topic or a theme. We made our own quizzes and puzzles to stump each other and stump you guys, listeners. So today is All Quiz Bonanza number 30.
Yay.
And let's jump into our All Quiz Bonanza with our first general trivia segment, Pop Quiz, Hotshot. And man, you guys are in for a surprise.
We're in for
Of course, we have our listener sent 13 pounds of Trivial Pursuit cards, and I just pick one randomly, and this is from Christmas Trivia Game.
Wait, that's not even Trivial Pursuit.
It's not, but it's one of the cards. It's shaped like, it's the same dimension.
It's shaped like a Trivial Pursuit card, guys. It's rectangular, so
it's fine.
Obviously.
I rest my case.
Yeah. And here we go. Category Christmas carols.
Oh, dear. All right. Okay. All right. We'll get through this.
Okay.
In the 12 days of Christmas, what did my true love send to me on the 10th day? Chris.
That is 10. Oh, geez. 10 Lords a-leaping.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. 10 Lords a-leaping. Under the category stocking stuffers. Who wrote the murder mystery Inspector Proby's Christmas?
Inspector Proby.
Chris.
Yeah. Agatha Christie.
No.
Oh. Inspector Proby's Christmas.
I have no idea.
Proby? Inspector
Proby's Christmas. Proby's. The author is not Proby.
Oh, no. Inspector Proby's Christmas.
Ellery Queen.
It is John Gano? Gano?
Man.
Right. Deep cut. Yeah.
Man, you gotta be a Christmas otaku. You know that. All right, next category, holiday traditions. Wow. When was the first mass-produced Christmas card printed? Ooh. I need the year.
It's not even multiple choice.
What?
Mass-produced.
Are we? How do you play the Christmas trivia game?
This is if you are a Christmas head and right, somebody got you this for.
We'll do closest to.
Okay.
I'll guess 1879.
1903.
$1.
The year one.
Well, if we're doing Price is Right rules, you win, Chris.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got everything,
Technically, Colin's close. 1846.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This will never come up in pub trivia.
No.
Don't even waste your brain cells on memorizing that.
You know it's a bad
they
trivia?
Might ask, what, century?
Yeah,
that's true.
If your response, finding out the answer is, who cares? It's not a good question.
Or, that's good to know. Oh, interesting.
Yep. Yeah.
1846. Meh. All right. next category, Christmas movies.
Okay.
Who directed the 2000 remake of How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Ooh.
Colin.
Was that Ron Howard?
Correct.
Okay. Oh, wow. Hey, all right.
All right.
Yep.
Good.
That's an actual trivia question.
Yeah, man. All right. Last question. Category North Pole. I don't know if these are actually like themed around the category. Here we go. What contribution to the Santa legend did copywriter Robert May make in 1939? Chris.
Is this the poem "Twas the Night Before Christmas"?
Incorrect.
No. Ooh, no, that was
writer.
Oh, that was Clement C. Moore. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
I'm guessing he was like a Coke copywriter. It's like something for like the red and white suit or something.
It is written. It is like it's not like an idea.
Oh. Is it ho ho ho?
No.
Oh.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Not really sure if it's the song or the story or are they linked together?
I believe the song was first. Yeah, yeah.
And the story came from the song.
Right, right.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
He nailed it. I bet his
family really
did.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did. He did.
All right.
Like a light bulb. He didn't write those.
Yeah.
Oh, write those,
they're riffing.
Really, yeah, exactly.
But he left, there were holes in it.
It's
for
the
that.
Notes you
it's
don't
good.
Play.
Yeah, it was
it's
jazz.
The notes he doesn't play.
Yeah, he got
Wait,
it.
Wait, what other call outs are there? Rudolph,
we could do a whole segment on this, but I don't know.
Like a light bulb. Yeah. With
all
the reindeer.
The other reindeer. Used to laugh and call him names.
Like Pinocchio.
Right.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense, though.
No, it doesn't. But
we always learned like fruitcake. But that was what I heard on the playground.
Okay. Regional differences.
They never let poor Ruta play any reindeer games. Pay more attention during recess.
When you were 7 years old, you should pay more attention.
That was very. I definitely remember like a performance of that, and you know, because they had all, you know, where they have like every kid in the entire third grade, you know, do a musical performance for all the parents.
Yes,
and having to really drill it in a bit, like, now do not do any of these. Oh,
yeah.
Just singing this song. No,
we're
like,
singing
like,
this one straight.
Nothing.
Yeah,
yeah. Buy the book.
Yeah. All right, all quiz bonanza. Who wants to go first?
Not me. I nominate Colin.
Because he has two. I do have two. That's what the punishment for being over, like,
that's
very
right.
Prepared.
You go first.
I get ideas for our all quiz in two primary locations. Like one, one when I'm in the shower. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Right.
I get a
and
lot of
on the toilet.
No. No.
Oh, yeah.
No. One in the shower.
Okay.
Another is
driving.
When I'm out driving around.
Oh.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. And the other day I was out riding around on my scooter, running some errands somewhere, and you know I was at stoplight after stoplight, looking at like the badges of the cars in front of me, and I was like. A light bulb went off. I was like, we need a quiz about car names. So, we all know who makes...
Not license plates.
No.
Oh.
This is about make and model. You know, like watching enough cop shows. Make and model. We all know who makes the Mustang. This is Ford. We all know who makes the Jetta. This is
Volkswagen.
Right. But do you know who makes the Spark?
That's Nissan.
That's Chevy. Do you know who makes the Soul?
Oh, Kia.
That's Kia. All right. So you guys may well be prepared for this quiz.
Commercials. I'm thinking.
I will name for you guys for this quiz.
Coming from someone who doesn't know how to drive.
In all fairness, I should say that only two of us at this table are licensed drivers.
That is true. That is true.
I'm not going to out anybody.
I'm not going to say who's who.
Yeah. But let's just say that me and Dana can drive home after the show. I will name for you five or six names of models of cars made by a certain manufacturer. These could be current. These could be historical.
Oh.
I will generally try and start more obscure and get easier. And
got it.
You guys buzz in if you think you know who is the auto manufacturer. Okay. These are all... household name auto manufacturers, no tricks, no super obscure ones. I guarantee you have heard of these companies. Here we go.
Oh, you're gonna go from the least famous to more famous.
Yes.
And we buzz in whenever.
Buzz in whenever you think you know it. Sure.
All right.
So I'm gonna start naming the names. What company made the following vehicles?
Okay.
The Venza. The Sequoia. The Hilux, Dana.
Is it Nissan?
It is not Nissan. Karen?
Subaru.
It is not Subaru. I will continue. Yeah, no. The Sienna. The Avalon. Chris.
This is Toyota.
Japanese car maker, Toyota. Yes. Mm.
Man, they're so niche-y.
Yeah.
It's funny, you know, looking into this, some car makers, they're just not as fun. You know, I looked at like in particular, BMW or Mercedes, all of their cars are just numbers. They're all numeric. Oh. Yeah, yeah. So that's a little bit of a hint there. There's no BMW or Mercedes in this quiz.
Okay.
All right. What company makes or made the following cars? Journey. Dart.
Oh.
Chris.
Oh.
Dodge.
Yeah. It is Dodge. Yes.
Dart.
Dart.
Also, I was going to round out the list here. We had the Durango, the Viper, the Charger, and the Challenger. I'm sure you guys would have known it by the time we got to the end.
Sure.
Yeah.
What car company makes or made the following vehicles? The Equus.
Like horse?
Yes. Yeah. Mm. The Genesis. The Tucson.
Oh. No.
The Santa Fe.
Oh. It's either biblical or like New Mexican.
The Sonata.
Oh.
That is Hyundai.
It is Hyundai.
Hyundai.
Yes. Hyundai. And of course, I was going to say the Excel, which was their big breakthrough into the U.S. market back in the 80s.
Maybe the Sonata here.
What company makes or made the following cars? The Cayman. The Macan.
What car did you came in?
The Panamera.
Oh.
The Cayenne.
Spicy.
Yeah, these are all like kind of like tropical-y. Yeah.
The Boxster.
Oh.
Karen?
Isn't this Porsche?
It is. Okay. Wow. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
The Cayenne.
Yeah, it is funny. You know, they're another company.
The Boxster is the only one.
They have a lot of numeric designations, but of their cars that have names, you're right. They do sort of fall into spicy or South Pacific kind of feeling.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Rich people.
There you go. The Porsche. That's right. All right. Oh. And last one. Okay. What car company makes or made the following vehicles? The Silver Cloud. The Silver Dawn. The Silver Shadow. The Silver Wraith.
Wow.
The Silver Spirit. The Silver Ghost.
So, Silver Ghost and Silver Wraith is the same thing.
What do these things kind of connote? What kind of
ghost
sort of air? A lot of silver. Spooky. A lot of silver. This is a fancy car.
Yeah,
this is a fancy person's car. These, Dana.
This is not the right answer. I want to say Bentley. Bentley?
It's Rolls-Royce.
Rolls-Royce!
You're so close. Yeah. Yes. The Rolls-Royce. The Rolls-Royce Motor Corporation. They love the silver in a lot of their car names as well.
This is my Silver Wraith.
A silver
I've ridden
ghost?
I am an evil demon.
Some hell and back. Yeah.
That's right. I own you.
Believe it or not, I run into a lot more Dodge Darts out on the road than silver Wraiths. Not as many Silver Wraiths.
God, I would love to be in a brainstorming session of people coming up with car make names.
So fascinating.
Oh my God. Like, it's so Sedona, Tucson. It's like Tucson. Outback. It's all like nature or luxury.
Or made up words.
Ooh. Like what?
Or made just like random, like Sheboingo. Just make up whatever word you want.
Jetta.
It just has
what does Jetta mean?
Well, like the Tercel, you know, the old Tercel.
Yeah, sound like something.
Edsel.
Right.
Right. Well, that was named after his son, but that's okay. Yeah.
The Silver Wraith looks really cool. It's like the the fancy car in cartoons. If you
like when Bugs Bunny made it.
Like this is a evil industrialist.
Like Daddy Warbucks.
It's like Mr. Burns. Daddy Warbucks or Mr. Burns drive?
Yeah.
All right, drive it away, Karen.
Me? Oh man. All right. Here is a quiz that I'm hoping people will get and people will like.
Okay.
More importantly. So I've done a couple of these quizzes before where the format is I give you a hint and the answer is a mashup, of two answers with a shared word in the middle, kind of like a sandwich. So for example, I think my favorite one was, Tina Turner actress's favorite dog species.
Angela Bassett hound.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So the answer is Angela Bassett. The Tina Turner actress, and then species of dog, Basset Hound. So they share the last word of the first answer.
Got it.
Is the first word of the second part of the answer.
Wheel of Fortune has a format like that, right?
Oh, really?
It before does. And it after, does. Yeah, it? Before and after.
Oh, before and after? Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe that's...
Yeah, Jeopardy will do that occasionally, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But this is themed. All of these mashups are musical artists.
Okay.
Famous musical artists. Okay. All of them. So the sandwich mashup is of musical artists.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Yes.
And their bands are...
They can be bands, and they can be solo artists.
Okay.
And the clue will be a mixture of their hit songs.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. All right. We'll see. I don't have some examples.
Oh, all right.
Okay. So let's do this. Dirt off the shoulder of a sharp-dressed man.
JZZ Top.
Nice. Oh, awesome. Nice. All right. Nice. Dance, dance, chameleon. Wow, Chris.
Dance, dance, chameleon.
Dance, dance.
Lover Boy George.
Culture Club.
It is Boy George.
Oh, it's Boy George.
Boy George Michael? No.
It is Fallout Boy George.
Fallout Boy George.
Dance, dance, Karma Chameleon.
Okay, all right.
I believe I can break away.
Ooh.
R. Kelly Clarkson.
Correct!
Oh, I keep getting like half of them. I don't know the other half.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is... So, this is like for people who have music knowledge of a wide genre.
Yeah,
current,
it's across,
old...
across genre.
Yeah, yep, exactly. Yep, yep. But these are famous artists.
Okay.
All right. Oh, well. Okay. Get your freak on between the bars.
Missy Elliott Smith.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Correct. Ooh, very.
Yes.
Yeah. You're opposite on the board.
Opposite ends of the spectrum. All right. 7 days in Suffragette City.
Somebody David Bowie. Somebody David Bowie. I'm missing on the
seven
first part.
Days.
Oh. And seven- oh. Craig David Bowie?
Correct! Yeah. Craig David and David Bowie.
Team effort.
All right. This one's not great. Shake off the fire and rain.
James Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Yeah, that was backwards.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Okay. It doesn't F me.
Well, it screwed me up.
Yeah, because I was like, Swift.
Because I knew James
Swift
Taylor, and I was like,
oh, I knew
Swift. Yeah. Well,
funny. Well, then between the two of you,
we're one Chris
Kohler.
All right. Forget you and good riddance.
Get you and good riddance.
Green Day.
Okay. CeeLo Green Day.
CeeLo Green Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I only got that because you said half
Green
of it.
Day. Yeah.
All right. Last one.
We helped each other.
We did. But I took the point.
No, that's okay. That's all right. I'll give it to you.
Last one. I guess this is should have been included in the Christmas trivia game. Frosty the Snowman kissed a girl.
Katy Perry Como.
Nice.
Oh,
cool.
That's funny.
All right, and that's my quiz.
That's cute.
It was kind of hard to look for shared words.
Yeah,
a lot of bands have the in the beginning, so it's not really natural. Fun thing. Now a lot of artists I've noticed because I went to Billboard 200 top 200 hits. I was looking at the artists. A lot of band names have one word, or there are a lot of artists with one word names.
Well, that won't work at all.
Drake, you know, keeps coming up. So there you go.
So we all read the internet, and there's this viral image that likes to make its way around the internet every now and again. And maybe you've probably seen it. Remember when to find out what was on TV, you had to like read the newspaper?
Yes.
Yeah. So this is it's a TV listing. For the movie The Wizard of Oz, alerting people that The Wizard of Oz will be on TV. And what they would do is they would list the movie and then, oh, it's going to air on this channel at this time, and then a pithy synopsis of the film to let you know what you know maybe you want to tune in for this.
Right.
But of course, the summary of The Wizard of Oz that was listed in this particular newspaper, and this image goes around, it's The Wizard of Oz, and the summary is, transported to a surreal landscape, a young girl kills the first woman she meets, then teams up with three complete strangers to kill again. which is a summary of The Wizard of Oz. And of course, like most things on the internet, this gets distributed and the person who actually wrote it, you know, kind of tends to fall by the wayside or not get included. This is the work of a writer named Rick Polito, who is in the business of doing these jokey, irreverent movie and TV summaries. He now does them for the Pacific Sun newspaper, which is up in Marin, just north of us. So, should be pretty easy to guess what kind of quiz this is going to be. I will give you one of Rick Polito's synopses.
And he's famous for these, like, sassy or out of context.
Yeah, basically. Like, if you reading his TV listings is great, because he does the TV listings, and every one of them is jokey. Sometimes it's a setup punchline. Sometimes it's like The Wizard of Oz, where it's a ridiculous summary.
But they're all accurate.
Yeah. They're all accurate, yes. So I will give you one of Rick Polito's synopses. Give me the film. So
all
here
right.
we go. All right. This is a movie based on a Dr. Seuss book. A grumpy malcontent stands in the way of an enterprising job creator. Karen.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
No, not quite.
Grumpy malcontent stands in the way of a job creator.
Colin?
No, movie? No. Yeah. I was going to say Green Eggs and Ham, but there's no movie based on that.
No.
Yeah. The Lorax?
It is The Lorax. Yes.
Nice.
Okay. A man begins to fall in love with his computer's operating system, forcing him to buy a second computer for watching porn. everybody.
Her.
Yes. Sorry. Tom Cruise is a soulless recluse who lurks in the darkness and sucks the life from all who come near him. He's also in this movie about a vampire. Colin?
I think I was Dana had that.
Interview with a vampire. Interview with a vampire.
Yes, that's a wonderful.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good.
Like, I will buy this newspaper just to read these.
Yeah. Scores of children are abducted on Christmas Eve and whisked out of state for a ritual involving a charismatic cult leader and his army of diminutive mutants.
Something with Santa Claus
and the elves.
But why are they
whisked out of
state? Where do they go?
Yes, the children travel out of state to visit
the North
Pole on a certain type of transportation.
Sled.
Oh!
Karen.
Midnight Express?
Polar Express.
This is a description of the Polar Express. Yes.
With a creepy, right? Tom Hanks, yeah.
A young man with a genius intellect works as a custodian in a prestigious university where he is discovered by a professor who interrupts him right as he is on the verge of developing a super mop. Colin.
Goodwill Hunting.
Okay. Yeah. Usually, the magical world opens up when you come out of the closet. Dana.
Chronicles of Narnia.
Yes, yeah. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Chronicles of Narnia. This is for a DreamWorks movie.
Mm-hmm.
First, buy a litter box the size of a swimming pool. Karen.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Yes.
Oh.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Ew.
In the fourth film, Sigourney Weaver's Ripley character is reborn as a clone with alien DNA, which gives her super strength, increased healing capacity, and the ability to speak the dialogue with a straight face. Colin.
Is this Alien Resurrection?
Alien Resurrection,
wow.
Indeed.
Sassy. Two snaps in a...
Yeah. All right. Clint Eastwood is an angry old man who can't relate to the modern world. He's also in this movie about a bitter suburban retiree. Karen.
Gran Turismo.
Gran Torino. Gran Torino.
Oh, sorry.
Not Gran Turismo.
Oh,
PlayStation
video game.
It's Gran Torino. Yes. You know,
well, both were about
the joke
cars.
Is so good, you might as well use it again. Yeah. All right. Charlton Heston is there for the birth of Christ, the crucifixion, a number of key Roman wars, and a terrific chariot race. A list of experiences he shares with Brian Williams. Colin.
Was it the Ten Commandments?
What it's
was
not the Ten Commandments.
What was the
Karen.
One?
Ben-Hur.
Ben-Hur.
Oh, okay.
Ben-Hur. Mm. That's when chariot.
Yes, of
yes.
course. Okay. Right.
And finally, a young girl volunteers for a government program and meets interesting young people from across the nation.
Young girl volunteers for a government program.
And meets interesting young people from across the nation.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Interesting young people. Like, that's such a weird way to phrase it.
Miss Congeniality?
No. The scene where she volunteers for the government program.
Oh, oh my God. The Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games.
Oh.
Now, again, imagine, I mean, you probably know what the Hunger Games is, but imagine you actually see this in the newspaper and that's the description of the movie and you decide to watch it.
That's
very funny.
Interesting.
Very
young
funny
people.
Stuff. Rick
Those
Polito.
Are good. Those are good.
Guy.
All right, let's take a quick break and a word from our sponsor.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Everybody shush! William Shatner has something to say.
Cat and Jethro, box of oddities.
What do you do when the woman you love dies? Well, of course, you dig her up and you live with her.
Aww.
The show examines weird things.
There are plenty of old photographs from this time period of children out in the streets playing in and among the dead horse carcasses.
Oh, I miss those days. Things used to be so much simpler.
Cat and Jethro.
Then there's the urine wheel, which sounds like a really bad game show.
They've done weird things. Cat and Jethro, box of oddities. That is really mysterious.
Join Cat and Jethro Gilligan Toth for the strange, the bizarre, the unexpected, as they lift the lid and cautiously peer inside the box of oddities.
The Webby Award-winning Box of Oddities podcast from Airwave Media.
And we're back. You're listening to Good Job Brain. And this week is our all quiz bonanza number 30. And Dana is next.
Wait.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Okay. I have a quiz for you guys about Taylor Swift.
Wow.
She's dated, I don't want to say a lot of people. She's had a nice life. She's enjoyed herself.
Rich experiences.
Fine. Yeah. She's had a very varied life, and she reflects it in her art. Like, she writes about mm-hmm. her exes in her songs, and that's an ongoing joke. She admits it freely. Swifties, back. I'm not doing this in a mean way, but I think it's an interesting quiz. So I will tell you a little bit about the person she dated, and the name of the song, and maybe a couple lyrics, and then you guys tell me who the song is about.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. And
wow,
so you.
There are that many.
There are
enough
a lot.
Enough to make a quiz.
Yeah, enough to, yeah. Stacey, I don't even own a gun.
Oh, wait, here, let me have my...
Let alone...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Guns.
Multiple guns to necessitate a...
You're gonna lose me, Wayne.
I lost you 2 months ago.
Okay, so we'll start up, we'll kick it off with her song, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. This is about an actor she dated for a while in 2011.
Cool.
And some of the lines are like, I'm really going to miss you picking fights and me falling for it, screaming that I'm right. You would hide away and find your peace of mind with some indie record that's much cooler than mine.
Oh.
So this is like a hipster actor.
Actor, hipster.
Karen.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
I knew that one. I
oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, that one.
Well, you knew that. They had dated.
Oh, no, I know the song is about
Oh,
him.
You do? Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you're really, okay.
She was giving us a chance. Yeah.
It's funny. Her videos are also like reenactments of her dates. Or
of her dating life.
Yeah.
At least you know what you're getting into. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you do. So this one is called Style. It's currently on the radio right now. This is like a hit right now. It's called Style. It's about a musician that she dated for a while. And as a hint, in the lyrics, it says, "You got long hair, slicked back, white t-shirt." It's a current musical person.
Oh.
Karen.
You know what, Colin? Go ahead.
Colin.
Long hair, is it Jack White?
And the song is called Style.
Style.
Mm. Karen.
It is Harry Style from One Direction.
Oh. Harry Styles.
Styles.
What?
Wow.
Taylor Swift, just stop dating people.
Style.
Just take a break.
I get it.
It was funny. I found it today and I was like, what?
That's Harry. So like one-to-one. Yeah, like...
You don't have to dig too deep,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I don't know if she's admitted this one is about him, but it's so clearly about him. Whatever. Okay. This one is about a young actor that she was dating. I think she was 20 and he was 17 at the time.
Whoa.
This was in 2009. And they were in a movie together.
Oh.
This one's called Back to December. And the line about him is, "I miss your tan skin, your sweet smile, so good to me, so right." Karen.
They're in a movie together?
They were in a movie together. I forgot this movie existed.
Is it Taylor Lautner?
It is Taylor Lautner.
I was going to say that. I was going to say that. I swear.
And I think the movie is like New Year's Day or Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Valentine's Day. Yes,
I remember
the two
Taylor and Taylor. Yeah, for some reason.
Tan skin. That was the giveaway.
Yeah.
Okay. So this one, she hasn't admitted it's about this boyfriend, but everybody on the internet thinks it's about this guy.
Dana's
at
like,
this point, she should just suck it up. And
I mean,
start
just be like, this is explicitly about this other person. The video takes place in a mansion. She's wearing large sunglasses. It's for the song Blank Space. And she talks about how she dates lots of guys and breaks their hearts. Let's see. So a lyric is, "Cause we're young and reckless, we're reckless, we take this way too far, I'll leave you breathless or with a nasty scar." And probably write a song about you as well. She does, in parentheses.
Oh, whoops.
Oh.
Colin. You said it's about a musician?
No, this one, he's...
An actor?
He's a socialite, a boy socialite.
He bums around pretty much.
I got nothing.
Oh, how about this? He was a high school student when they first started dating. Uh-huh. She was not a high school student.
Is he on a reality show? Like, what
I sound like I'm judging her, but it's interesting.
Yeah, earn his keep.
Socialite. Is it one of the Hiltons?
You're kind of in the right neighborhood.
Is it Patrick Schwarzenegger?
No.
He's dating Miley Cyrus.
Jack Osborne?
No. It is Connor Kennedy.
Yes.
She bought that mansion next to his grandma's.
Oh, that's nice.
To buy a mansion at age 25.
She got some dough. She got some money because of these great songs.
Yeah.
All right.
That's true.
We'll close it out. This one's about a musician, a cad. It's called...
A cad?
He's a well-known cad. Oh. Cad about town.
Oh, I know. We all know now.
I don't know.
The song is called Dear John.
All right. You know what? Let's let Chris have it.
The song is called Dear John.
Yeah.
He's a well-known cad.
Some of the lines are like, "Don't you think I was too young to be messed with? The girl in the dress whole way."
So he's older.
He's older. "Dear John, I see it was wrong. Don't you think 19 is too young to be played with by your dark, twisted games?"
Obviously, John Cougar Mellon.
No. It is...
John Mayer!
John Mayer. Colin definitely knew it. He was excited.
That was the only one I knew coming into this quiz. Was like, I knew she dated John Mayer.
Right.
Yeah.
One of the Jonases?
She did. There are songs, but it was just like, I was like, he's
Oh, I know
them.
All of the Jonases.
I'm sorry, Karen. You're right. Yes, there was a song about Joe Jonas. She did date him.
I didn't realize that she's made such an industry out of this, but you know,
So they're saying her latest album is like all about Harry Styles. Like the whole thing is almost. I actually respect Taylor Swift. I think she should get hers, do whatever she likes. she's made an industry of it.
Yeah.
It's funny, though.
Yeah.
Not everyone writes about all of their exes.
I personally would not date her at this point.
Well,
I mean, yeah, but, you know, if she were a call, I'd be like, no.
Taylor Swift.
I think we should just stay friends. But then she'd write a song about me anyway.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't win.
Yeah. Right. Once she's in your
bad
life,
job brain. Yeah. But she wouldn't tell anybody that it was about me.
Yeah.
Well, so
but
that's,
you'd know.
But you'd know.
That's my question. Can you, I mean, not Taylor Swift, but if someone does write a song that is like Dear John, it's very clear who you're writing about. Can you sue that person for
label
anything?
If you know, the problem is as a public figure, the standards are so much higher for defamatory statements. It's and plus nobody would actually listen to this song and think that you could plausibly get away with saying, oh, I just made all that up. It's kind of like, it's, you know, it's, again, if Dave Coulier was okay with Alanis Morissette, then
that's true.
Do you think he was okay with it? I don't think he was.
Well,
okay
he didn't
with
sue.
He didn't sue.
But do we know it's him?
But he did for
sure.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we know it's him.
I thought it was Doug Gilmore from the Maple Leafs.
No, it's Dave Coulier.
Oh.
Yeah. He did drop a bucket of slime on her head, though.
Yeah.
I read an interview with Dave Coulier, and he was talking about that. Like, he remembered, like, when he first heard that song, he's like, man, this song is what an this guy in this song.
Yeah, really?
And it's like, I'd hate to be this bitch getting the song sung
about. He knows he dated her. He knows what it was about.
He doesn't necessarily know
It was a slowly dawning realization.
Yeah, I bet it's a line by line. Oh.
And also when she performed the song live, she would put the moose antlers up on her face. So that was really driving it home. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because I love that you made it. That was me.
So you got it, dude.
He's like, oh, Alana,
you guys watched a lot of that show.
Oh, my God, I did. A lot.
You saw it's coming back.
Everybody watched all of that show. Oh,
what?
Yeah. DJ Tanner and
of course she's
Kimmy
on it.
Gibbler
yeah, believe it or not, Kimmy Gibbler's available.
She's
it's like Candace Cameron's
Bure.
She's married to a hockey player.
Exactly.
Right?
Is she?
Yes, that's the hockey player.
She's into
and she's also super Christian, right? Like her brother.
They're related.
Yeah. Kirk and Candace.
Yeah, that was one. Yeah,
sister.
It was no small part of her getting that show was him being famous already at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jason Bateman and
Justine Bateman.
What? Yeah.
I mean, your parents are your parents. They're the same people. Like,
agent's like, oh, and you need a 12-year-old boy? Hey,
I have one.
We've got one of those.
He's in my trunk right now.
Yeah.
Better to go with a known quantity when it's like a child actor and something like that. It's like,
they
already know the life and they're cool and they're already involved.
Okay.
You don't need to learn another set of insane parents.
You know, honestly, you're hiring the set of parents is what you're doing. And so, yeah. It's all true. Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriend governs McDonaldland.
John Mayer McCheese.
Nice. Spelled differently.
I guess.
Wait, can you say that again?
Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriend governs McDonaldland.
John Mayer McCheese is good.
Hey, Matt. Did you know that wombats poop cubes?
Nope, never heard that before.
Did you know the unicorn is the national animal of Scotland, Ken?
I didn't know, nor do I care.
Neil, did you know that Liechtenstein is the only doubly landlocked country in Europe?
Jeff, isn't that an American pop artist?
Well, actually, it's both. If you want to learn things like that and more, join us each week on Triviality, a pub trivia-style game show podcast where a lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge.
Listen in each week to answer general knowledge trivia alongside exciting guests from around the world.
And we're here too.
Join us every Tuesday for new hour-long episodes of Triviality, plus tons of extra theme content on everything from The Office and Lord of the Rings to science and geography.
And sometimes we even do sports.
Find us on all your preferred podcast apps and take part in the fun of playing bar trivia without the need to wear pants.
Real mature, Jeff.
Forget it, Neil. It's Triviality.
And we're nearing the end of our episode, but we got one more segment, and usually it's Colin. You got one last segment?
I do.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun putting this one together. I have a quiz I've called Word Flip for you guys. Huh. All right, a little bit of...
How much fun did you have?
I actually did. My wife can testify. I had a lot of fun putting this one together. Okay. I was working on this quiz on my vacation. The answers to this quiz are all pairs of two-word phrases.
Okay.
Now, to be precise, actually, some of them may be compound words. Some of them may be two independent word phrases. But for each one, the two sets of words are flipped or inverted versions of each other.
Okay.
For example.
This is so key.
For example. If I asked you to tell me a kids' party where friends spend the night and accidentally miss your alarm in the morning...
Got it.
The answer would be
sleepover and oversleep.
Sleepover and oversleep.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
If I were to say a blazing building and the place where the people who put out the blaze live, the answer might be
house fire or firehouse.
There you go. Okay. That is the nut of this quiz. Word flip. So
we have to give you the
this
pair.
This is a very Will Shortzian puzzle.
Yes. And
Colin Feltian.
Yes, indeed. Get your buzzers ready. I'll give you the clues for both words. Remember, they are compound words or two-word phrases. Word flip. Here we go.
Word flip, episode one.
The flippening.
Yeah.
The flippening.
A flaky pastry and the act of reversing a judicial decision. Dana.
A turnover, overturn?
Yes. Turnover and overturn. Ooh. Something an orthodontist might give you, and someone who's really into cars. Dana again.
Wow. Headgear, gearhead.
Headgear and gearhead.
That's the metal, yeah.
Dana owning it so far.
It's going to go downhill now.
A person who can't throw anything away, and a group of 1960s Las Vegas megastars. Karen.
Pack Rat and Rat Pack.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, good job. Because I'm thinking, I was like, there are not a lot of these that both are.
You are correct. Right. Yes.
Yeah,
it was.
Not a lot of them.
There was some work put into this quiz. Yeah.
Because it's not like.
On vacation.
Yeah, on vacation. These quizzes don't just emerge fully formed, you know.
Like, you know, like my like mashup one was kind of forced. But this was like.
Yeah. All right. Well, here we go.
Good
job. Let's keep this train going. A road that travels above another road, and a Jewish holiday.
Yeah.
Chris.
Overpass and Passover.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Correct.
So good.
How you might describe a bouncy pop song, and how you might describe the way you'd feel after a round with Mike Tyson. Karen.
Earworm and worm ear?
Whoa, no.
Not at all.
What's a worm ear?
Let's say we could substitute any boxer there for the last
half.
How
you might feel after a
round with Floyd Mayweather, let's say.
Some boxer who knocks you up.
Bouncy pop song, how would you describe it? And how would you describe how you'd feel after a fight? I am looking for...
Bouncy pop song.
You can also use this word to describe a feel-good news story.
Oh,
Dana.
Upbeat and beat up.
Upbeat and beat up. Yes.
Earworm worm ear is not bad.
Yeah. Cauliflower ear.
Cauliflower ear kind of looks like a worm.
Ear. If it was like ear cauliflower ear.
That could be an expression. It's not, but it could. Yeah.
You could start
it. It's better than cauliflower ear.
Yeah.
A popular brick-smashing game from the 1970s and the sudden occurrence of a disease. Dana.
Breakout and outbreak.
Breakout and outbreak. Yes, correct. And the last one. Here we go. A popular casino game and a popular rocker comedian. Chris.
Blackjack and Jack Black.
Yes, correct.
Wow.
I will let you know that was the first one in the quiz.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Came to me while I was at the casino.
Oh, hey.
For some reason, I was like, that's the most Colin of all the questions.
Man. Yeah, they're not a lot. Good job. I'm amazed.
All right. Well, hey, I had a lot of fun putting it together for reals.
What was the hard part?
Well done.
Like, how'd you just
The hard part was that there's not really a pattern to these. The hard part was that the first couple were just brainstorming a lot of words until something stuck. I did eventually discover that, like, focusing on prepositions was kind of good, you know, over, out, up, you know, just like those kind of, that helped a little bit. But yeah, it took some time. So good job, guys.
And that is our Quiztastic All Quiz Bonanza show. Thank you guys for joining me. And thank you guys, listeners, for listening in. Hope you had a good brain workout. And you can find us on iTunes, on Stitcher, on SoundCloud, and on our website, goodjobbrain.com. Thanks to our sponsor, Squarespace. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.